Let's get to the phones. Sedona, Arizona. Bill, listening to us on Sirius XM, Channel 450. Bill, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Todd? You know, like I mentioned to you and John, I'm formerly from New York City. I live in Arizona now. And I just think that overall, the liberals are very vicious when they see anybody with a conservative team shirt. I'm an Army veteran, disabled veteran. I'm in a wheelchair. I had an Army hat on yesterday, walking into my Safeway, Starbucks kiosk on the left, and these two cinema supporters wearing their bright pink T-shirts turned and looked at me and started giving me a what for. So I gave it back to them.
Now, Bill, hold on just a second now. So you're in the Safeway. You said they gave you the what for. What's the what for? What were they what for-ing you about?
You're evil. How could you be a soldier in this day and age? Well, now, first of all, I'm out of the Army 28 years. Okay? So I'm not a soldier in this day and age. I'm a retired veteran who happens to be in a wheelchair now. You know, I took a lot of combat injuries. I was an Army Special Operations pilot. They attack anybody who's wearing a McSally shirt. They attack anybody wearing a Trump shirt. They attack anybody wearing a military team shirt. They attack anybody wearing a shirt with an American flag on it.
Did we lose Bill?
I'm right here.
All right, there you go. Bill, well, let me ask you this, though. So they're coming after you, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to stand up to them, and that's what you did.
Well, I'm also a retired teacher, so I have a big mouth. I'm a big mouth Jew from the Bronx. That's what my wife tells me.
And how did they respond when you reply? Because typically they think conservatives are going to back down. They're not going to engage.
Well, I didn't get vulgar or nasty. I just told them, I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. What I did for this country, I bled for this country. I have friends that died for this country. I'm missing half a leg for this country. And you have no right to even speak to me that way. You support who you want to support, and I'll support who I want to support. And I rolled away towards the deli and went on with my day.
Good for you. You know what, Bill? I am so glad you did that, because we can't back down. We've got to engage these folks, especially if they want to come up and start something right there in the middle of the supermarket. You've got you did what we all need to do, which is respectfully share your opinion and share your side of the debate.
Absolutely, Todd. And you know what? I'm going to subscribe to your newsletter as soon as I get off the phone.
Awesome. Bill, before you get off the phone, though, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to send you a signed copy of one of my books, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to send you, Bill, The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again. You're going to enjoy that book. It's a bestseller. Was number two on the New York Times bestseller list, but they wouldn't put it on the list. Jerks.